If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone out there listening that got a flat tire at the worst possible time to get a flat tire? 314-531-9898. I know you're probably thinking, is there a good time to get a flat tire?
Right.
Oh man, you know what? I got this flat tire. But there are times where you're like, this sucks. Like, I don't know, maybe you're like on the way to like labor and delivery, boom, flat tire.
Ooh. Right.
You're, you know, have an emergency situation, boom, flat tire. 314-531-9898. Or maybe you just pulled out of the lot with some four new tires.
Yep.
Kev?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
So I drive my car a lot, and it's got a lot of miles on it, so it means you got to get tires a lot. And, you know, after about 80,000 miles or so, you got to get a new set of tires. I just got a brand new set of tires, and the other day I am going home. Now, the good part is I was near home when my tire alarm goes off in my car. The low tire pressure light comes on, and you're like, oh, man, oh, great, I'll check this when I get into the garage, and we'll see what's going on. The bad news is when I got into the garage, it became a flat tire.
No!
And I'm going, that's okay, I got road hazard. Well, road hazard does not cover a new tire.
What?
Road
what?
Hazard covers the tire when they can patch it.
Yeah, they'll take care of the patch.
Yeah.
The,
so,
like, $20 patch
right.
It'll so cover.
You,
yeah.
So you didn't just, like, run over like a nail. You, like, popped this bad boy,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, again, it's always near the valve stem, and that always creates this big problem with the tire, and you're just like, oh, okay, well, we got to get you a new tire. So I am in my garage.
There's no warranty on those things? So you pulled out, got these brand-new tires, you're rolling, man, and then, boom, flat tire. You can't just drive it back to the shop and go, you know, this thing just happened about an hour ago.
I guess it's driver error. I don't know. I don't know how that works. I just know that road hazard does not cover a new tire.
He just knows that he had to get a new tire,
guys. Just had to get a new tire.
Right.
Exactly. So my car is in the garage, and my brother-in-law comes over with the jack, and we're like, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to jack it up. We'll put the spare little wheel thing, you know, the donut on the car. We'll drive it in somewhere, try to get it patched. And if not, the dealership's right across the street there, and we'll just leave it there if you got to get the tire and all that stuff. We couldn't get the tire off the car to put the donut in. I had to call AAA to come to my garage.
Oh my gosh.
The frustrating thing was, I can't get this tire off. The tow truck driver comes in, hey, what's the problem? All right. And he just kicks the tire, it comes right off. And I'm going, man. So it like was insult to injury. But yeah, so I have this flat tire that I drove into somewhere. They told me then, oh, hey, we can't patch this. It's going to need a new tire. Got the new tire. And the other insult is the fact that if I would have won the NCAA pool, I would have been able to pay for my tire. So
usually you can't get those nuts off if it's an old tire, but your tire was like an hour old.
Well,
it was screwed on really, really tight.
Yeah, well, and the jack, the jack.
Yeah, you got to jump on it. I'm a good tire changer, guys. I got a lot of flat tires back in the day. You got to jump on it.
But
that's what he did, probably, right? He jumped on it.
Do you know how to change a tire?
I just told you I'm really good at it. What do you mean, do I know? I'm an expert at changing tires.
Does anybody believe him?
I just don't at all.
I feel like he could probably get it done.
I've hit a lot of potholes.
Yeah, I believe that.
My
yeah.
wife lately would be like, Brett, you get too many flat tires. Do you see the potholes? I'm like, no, they come out of nowhere. All right, when did you get a flat tire? Worst possible time? When was it? 314-531-9898. Kevin just driving off with brand new tires. Boom. Flat. When's another bad time to get a flat tire? Take your calls next. Kevin was probably cussing up a storm, man. It's the worst. Getting a flat tire. Flat tires always suck, but is there a terrible time? Like you got a flat tire like one of the most inconvenient times. 314-531-9898. Kevin puts on four brand new tires, yeah. just spends all this money. Boop, flat.
Mm.
Oh my God, I just got these things.
Yeah. And I even got the rebate, you know, for like, you know, you spend X amount of dollars, you get the rebate.
Yeah.
And I got the rebate. Well, half the rebate was for the new tire.
Literally.
So.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When did you get a flat tire? Inconvenient, terrible time. Not that there's ever a good time, but there are some definite times where you do not want to get a flat tire. 314-531-9898.
We got a text from a mama. She said, my husband got a flat tire on the way to work around 11:30 at night. I had to wake up all three of our kids to get him, take him to work, and then wait for almost an hour to get his car towed. Didn't get home until almost 2 a.m. after everything. Needless to say, my kids skipped school the next day, and I was exhausted.
Wow. Damn.
That was
terrible.
A whole family affair.
Yeah. Seriously. You had a whole pit crew come up to actually. Yeah. You had your whole pit crew. Maddie, when's a terrible time to get a flat tire?
Hi. So we got a flat tire. We were headed down to the Ozarks.
Oh.
Hannah's like, say no more. Yeah, that's my special
yeah,
place.
Yeah, I mean, that is my place. I know how stressful that probably was.
If you can't make it to the Ozarks.
You got traffic. You're freaking out.
But this is about like 4 in the morning, and it was on our boat trailer.
The
expensive part.
Yeah. Dang.
How does that work? How do they tow that, or what do they do?
So that's the thing. If we were to tow it, we had to get like a huge flatbed to tow the truck and the boat.
Oh, wow.
So not just like a regular AAA thing. Right.
Not just a regular. Yeah.
I mean, Kevin couldn't even change the tire in his own house.
Yeah, I couldn't even kick the
tire off, you know? So he was not going to be able to be the guy who called to help with the boat trailer thing.
Yeah, so what did you do? Were you able to change it?
No, so we called around. Mind you, we're on the side, like on the side of in Wentzville somewhere. God knows where. We were calling around it. So this guy, I guess we finally found someone. He pulls up with a truck full of tires.
Whoa.
Truck full of tires.
This sounds really reliable.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, yeah, here, you just called the truck tire guy. He just mobile tire changing.
And he changed it on the side of the road. 3 hours later, we were on our way to the lake.
Three hours.
Did he have a hook and a patch in his hand, too? Like, this guy sounds very suspicious. Angie, when's a terrible time to get a flat tire?
Well, so I was running late to pick my kids up from school from a job interview, hit a huge pothole. Mm-hmm. Immediately, my sensor on my car goes on. I'm like, oh, my God, this tire is going to go flat in 20 seconds. I need to pull off and get somewhere. So I did, you know, waited the multiple hours for someone to come. But I think the worst part of the flat tire was the very next day when I was driving that same route, the pothole was filled.
Oh, it was like, oh my gosh, flipping you off.
That would have driven Kevin up a wall.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
Not only getting a flat tire before a job interview, like, oh, like typical, like I'm late for the job interview. I got a flat tire, but then to see that pothole just
mocking you.
Yeah, it's mocking you.
I wish somebody would mock the pothole in front of our building.
I was just going to say, Kev, every day you got to prepare yourself to hit that pothole.
Guys, I looked this morning when I pulled into the garage, and I have never hit a pothole outside our garage. Okay. I'm so confused.
Kevin has gone on a rant.
Every day?
I hit it really bad this morning.
Kevin literally, when the new mayor got elected, the mayor, I guess, had said, like, hey, I'm going to fix potholes. And Kevin's like, you can start with the pothole in front of our building.
Yes.
AB goes, What pothole? There is a crater pothole. How do you get to work? There's only one way in our building, and you have to roll over a pothole. You have to, like, almost stop.
AB is definitely the only person notice this thing.
Yeah, that's right. And, okay, I know the mayor's office doesn't face the pothole, but you can still see it from the mayor's office.
Yeah, I mean, it's a crater. Our building is falling into it.
Mm-hmm.
AB's like,
one day I'll hit it. You hit it probably every... There's no way for you not to hit it.
Literally.
I don't know.
AB's like thinks this puddle's like Moses. It just opens up for her.
Yeah, God's on my side, guys.
The Red Sea actually just cracks open even farther.
He actually knows my car can't take anything else.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.